In spite of days I am ungrateful, He gives me mercy, though the debt I owe is clear. And day by day I wake to find He's always faithful.
This was impromptu, but we'll try it. We grew up right there. You know, oh, what a savior. Okay. We grew up right there at Greer Baptist camp meeting. In a sense, every 2 weeks, our dad would take us, and there was 10 of us kids. We're all sisters. And it was 7 girls, 3 boys. And we take our 2-week vacation right there at Greer Baptist camp meeting. And we got right here, Henry with the Burns Trio, and we hear all those other singers coming up. And it made an impact on our lives as kids. I remember back when I was 17 or something, I went to we live in Mississippi, and I went to a ACE school competition. And I remember I took the song Miss Burns sang, Oh, What a Savior. And I sang it, and they wrote on my comments, they said, sorry, this is not a solo song. And I'm thinking, well, they've never been to Greer Baptist camp, obviously. But I don't know, it made an impact on our lives, just the realness of the preachers and the singers. And all 10 kids are still in church, I know, just because the impact, we saw how real it is. And I know it's an old song, we ain't sang a long time, but I just feel impressed. I think maybe G.
Oh, what a savior. Savior. bless his name. Amen. Oh. There's two kinds of preachers that make me want to preach. Them that can't and them that can. And I'm here to tell you, these that have sung this morning made me want to worship. It put something in my heart. It got my attention on him. Oh, glad day when we reach yonder shore and we view him for the very first time. You say, I wouldn't act like this down here. You just wait till I get over yonder. There's something living in me that's eternal. Something in me that is everlasting. There's something in me that this old body down here can't keep up with. But yonder, when I get there, I'll have a body that can keep up with what's in my soul. Hallelujah. You talk about a time. You talk about worship. You talk about honoring and magnifying our Lord. He's the light of that city. There's no need of a sun to shine over there. Riches and jewels will mean nothing to our life. Just to view our blessed Savior who died in our stead, who gave himself for us. I say hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Holy. 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 They're a crying over yonder. That's the language of that fair land. And by faith, I see it afar. But one day, she'll come into view. Oh, bless his name. Come around and sing one more verse for me if you would. We'll just dedicate this to the devil. Just let him know we got a Savior who loved us, a Savior who died for us, a Savior that represents us, a Savior that's a coming back for us. Hallelujah! You say, preacher, I'm in the low ground. Remember, the corn grows in the low ground. That's what the man of God said last week. You say, preacher, I'm under a heavy load. I'm glad. you appreciate the Lord's presence. I love this kind of atmosphere. You can get help for your life in this kind of atmosphere. Amen. It's just like when it hadn't rained in a month or so, and all of a sudden God sends a shower of rain. There's something in me wanting to just get out there in it. It hadn't rained so long. There's just something in me that wants to do that. And I thank Him that He's sending some showers. I hadn't thrown up my umbrella. I just got out in it. It helped some of you just to just get in it. It helped your life. It helped you to worship one good time. I've always told people, I'd like to see some of them get in over their head. Amen. And if I ever see you near deep water, I'm going to push in. Amen. It helped you. You say, preacher, you're out on a limb. That's what Vance Hefter said. They described some folks that were praising God. They said that they're out on a limb. He said, well, thank God some of you ain't never got up the tree yet. Hallelujah. He deserves our worship. He deserves our praise. And ever how meager and how sorry it is, He deserves it. And the wonder of it all, He accepts it. He accepts it. It ain't perfect. It's not what I can do. But I'm glad it's filtered through the Holy Ghost and through His Son. And because of His Son, I can magnify Him in my sorry way. But one day, I say one day, I'll be able to thank Him as I ought to thank Him. We ought to praise Him. The psalmist said, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. One day that'll come to pass. Bless His name. Don't you appreciate people that follow the Holy Ghost? Don't you appreciate people that just give it their all? Amen. I didn't come just to get by this morning. And really, I didn't know all this is going to happen. It caught me by unaware. But I like every time the Lord comes in on the side and overtakes me. I wasn't looking for it, but He comes by anyhow. Hallelujah. Some of you need to get in on it. Some of you need to get to be a part of it.